Q94 Joe Mountain Rock Coaches Shows continues on this Friday morning adventure. And, of course, we got some more great rock and roll that's going to be coming your way. We're headed to Dent County, Tiger Country. Talk with head coach of the Salem Tigers, Neil Myers. How are we doing, Coach?
Doing good, Gailey. Doing good.
Well, it's week three. It's here. My goodness, it just time flies. And, you know, we had talked, preseason, and you had, couple of tough games right there, but man, you're playing some really good opponents, St. James and Potosi, and tonight is SCA play, week one of SCA. But what'd you see in those first two games that you liked, and then what did you see that you kind of went, okay, we need to kind of work on this?
Well, our first game we came out and offensively, we actually ended up grading out about 16%, which isn't good, but we were just making blocks on the wrong guys. Defensively, I thought we played really well. We were just out on the field way too long. Mm-hmm. Second game, it was the opposite. I thought offensively we came out, we started moving the rock. We were 280 yards in for that game, which is most of what we've had in my time here. Mm-hmm. And defensively, we blew, I think it was 8 third and long, third and 15 or more coverages. That I think would have kept us in that game if we would have kept those. So we've kind of seen good on both sides and bad on both sides. I'd like to really see us be able to put a complete game together this week and see what we can do when we do that.
You know, as we here approach, week three, it's SCA play. It is, routines and better understandings and of schemes and where I'm supposed to be, it's a process, and it takes time, doesn't it?
It is a process, and it's a whole process. And when I stepped in at Salem, I knew it was going to be a process, and we were going to have to make some changes and mm-hmm. get things brought. I think we're in year two right now. We're in week three of year two. I think we're seeing some really good things. I think these boys go out and they fight hard every single week, which is what we ask for, and that's all we can ask for. And we're learning as we go, and we still continue to learn. And that's part of the process when you're doing something like this and trying to make a change. Not everything is instantaneous. And, for us, I think that that's a valuable learning experience for our kids. But sometimes for coaches, it is even more because we want it, and we want it now, I think, more so than players or parents. And, mm-hmm. We want to see it happen immediately, and we want that success for those players. But it doesn't always happen that fast. So it's a learning curve and a learning process for everyone involved.
Well, tonight, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got it's homecoming, and week one of the SCA play, you've got the 2-0 Houston Tigers coming to Dent County. And what are you seeing out of Houston?
You are correct. It is homecoming, and we've got the other Tigers, call them the Tigers of the West, coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Tigers of the West, we got Tigers of the North, we got Tigers everywhere, it seems like. But we've what we're seeing out of them, they're good. That's a good team. They're 2-0. There's a reason they're 2-0. They're getting off the ball, they're flying around, they're hitting people. They're gritty, they're mean, they're tough. It's what you're gonna see in a good team coming out of Houston with Coach Sloan over there. He's done a great job with those kids over there. So we know what it's gonna get. There's a little bit more of a rivalry, I think, there between Houston and Salem anyway.
Yeah.
So we know that we're going to have our hands full, and it's going to be a knockout, dragout, and that's what we want to play that game, and we just got to get our kids and make sure that they're ready to play that game.
Momentum. And again, I think momentum a lot of times is not talked about enough, and it's undervalued. But, momentum, you just don't get it. You got to take it. You've got to go out there and take it away from your opponent. But football is a game of momentum, isn't it?
Football is a complete game of momentum. I think the best thing I've ever heard and had ever been taught to me was, in any given game, it can be determined between 6 to 8 plays.
Yep.
And as looking back again, I'll take, week two for us with Potosi. Not even if we would have gotten all 8 of the third and longs, but if we could have got 3 or 4 of those third and longs,
mm-hmm.
that momentum completely shifts and changes on that game field at that point. Instead of our guys running around feeling like they just got the wind kicked out of them because they gave up a long one here and there, and you know, each time, you know, they start getting a confidence build, and that's what momentum does for you. It builds that confidence for your players.
You know, Mike Webster, I don't know if you remember the old Steelers, you know, center Mike Webster. He had a great quote where he said, you know, if momentum can be taken by an offsides, it's all about what you do with it.
Gary Lee, that is spot on to a point, because that's what we talk about with our guys nonstop is, you know, in every game we're going to play, we're going to face adversity.
Yep.
Whether it's that offsides penalty, whether it's a broken tackle, a touchdown against us, how are we going to respond, though, is what the real question we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it comes down to as a team, as a player, as a coach, is how do you respond? What are we going to do? Are we going to sit back and let it knock us down and not come back, or are we going to step back up and fight for what we know we want?
Yeah.
And that's what we've really been trying to establish here, and I think it's starting to buy in and starting to sink in. Obviously, the scores don't show that, but besides two quarters in two different games, a second quarter in both games, those games are a lot closer than what they are.
Yeah, right on. Well, tonight, again, week one of SCA play. All SCA teams are in conference play. And boys and girls, it flies by quick. But we've been chatting with head Salem Tiger coach Neil Myers, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us and visit with us. And good luck tonight. And that game will air on Q94. You guys you're the game of the week.
Game of the week.
Yes, on Q94, the Mountain of Rock.
There we go. Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.